And good Friday morning, live from RKGGF Historic Studios in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you are with us. So many times here on these Friday mornings, we're joined over the phones by great legislative leaders around the state of Kansas, as today is another one of those Friday mornings. This morning it is Republican Representative joining us over the phones, Mr. Doug Blacks. Doug, can you hear us? Great to have you here along with the program, and I know whether it's you or any of our great representatives down here in this part of the state, I appreciate you guys taking some time and being able to speak to our listeners out there. So, Doug, I really hope that you had a good Independence Day. Did you do anything specifically yesterday?
Yes, I do, and I really appreciate KGGF and what they do of coordinating the music with the fireworks. I was in Independence last night, and it was really, temperature was nice, and there was just a slight breeze, and it's just really neat to sit there and watch that those fireworks explode in the sky, and you can see that drift of the smoke. And it was really a great evening. And, you know, we're kind of reminded that, you know, we're free because of the brave people that paved the way for us. And, you know, the Lord's really blessed us as a nation. And you know, it was just a special moment. I had two grandkids with me and one of their friends. And it was crowded. We sat on the Social Security parking lot area, and I was really surprised. Seems like to me, at least looking at the chairs, there was more people than had been in previous years.
Well, yeah, we snuck up there ourselves up to Independence, and we actually were able to get onto the football field. And wow, what a spot that is to be right underneath all of the action. And you're right, it was a pretty good show. Lots of people came out, and I think that was that gave it the right feel, you know, to see all the community, to see all the people out in the into the football field or wherever you may have been in standing. Regardless of how the show was, I think the community coming out really made a difference. And so yeah, we had a good show up there in Independence. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, and hopefully maybe some plans for the weekend with some family. I'm not sure. Either way, I hope you enjoyed your holiday there, Doug. But let's talk about a little bit of money here in terms of budget wise. I'd like to get your thoughts on those numbers.
Well, since I'm on the first Friday, I kind of bear the burden of getting the predictions, which is a good thing. And actually, revenue again for the 24th month out of 25 is up above the estimates. The month of June was $46 million above the estimates. And so for the fiscal year for 2019, the state of Kansas is actually up $200 million in revenue over 2018. It represents about a 6.5% increase, which is a good thing, and yet it's kind of a double-edged sword. The primary reason it was up was individual income tax. A lot of people file extensions in June's actually reflected quite a bit of that. And this is really due, if we really look at it realistically, due to the 2017 income tax increase that was voted. And then again this year with our governor vetoing the federal tax cut, that would have decoupled from standard and itemized deduction from the federal. What that does is that puts the average Kansans paid about $372 more, which represents almost a 40% increase from 2018. So, you know, having a lot of revenue is good, and we can do programs, but yet there is no such thing as government funded. It's taxpayer funded. And our sales tax was actually kind of flat, which kind of concerns me a little bit, that we're not, people aren't out buying things they might have, would have, and compensating users, which is the out-of-state, was actually up slightly. So that's kind of where we're setting revenue. It's a good thing we'll have additional money to work with in this coming legislative session. Of course, we all know that the K-12 education is a big elephant in the budget room, and Supreme Court this year required an additional $90 billion. And probably the thing that a lot of people don't realize, there was an inflation clause in there that actually it's estimated that might be another $90 million per year. That's not a one-time shot deal. So in FY22, unless projections really continue to exceed expectations, the state of Kansas is scheduled to be at cut other state services.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you had mentioned, it's kind of that double-sided sword. Once you kind of tangle with one number, then it will drastically affect another. And it sounds to be as this, and I guess we'll just kind of go back to the income tax here. Is this kind of a theme that we can see in towards the next year, or with the veto and the other couple of things as well, will that see our income taxes go down a little bit for the following year?
Well, I don't, unless we can decouple, and that's going to be on the agenda, mm-hmm. on to decouple that bill again and a potential tax, a little bit of a cut. There's always a scary part when you cut taxes because that maybe leaves you in a deficit. So we've got to keep that balance up there. We're required by law to have a 7.5% balance, but we haven't been real faithful to that in previous years. So I think there will be a bill next year for to decouple that and actually return that money that should have been you and I and all the other Kansas taxpayers put that in our bank account.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, you can't complain with the numbers being where they're at, but at the same time, there are some things that maybe, you know, bring your eyebrows up a little bit, especially looking on down the line. Do we have to do this again? Do we have to add some more things or take away things? So it's an interesting aspect to it, even though that you know, the numbers, what was a 6.5 increase, even though the numbers are showing so positively, there's still kind of those snags within them. Absolutely. So, again, speaking this morning with Republican Representative Doug Blex, says his final notes on the budget as well. Any other things that you wanted to get out for number-wise, or did you want to start speaking about your committee?
Well, we'll talk about the interim committee, just be informed. Actually, the Legislative Coordinating Council named several committees, and these meet in the summer, one or two days, sometimes some more, but basically they're made up of Senate and House members, and actually they get a lot of things done, and if something goes through an interim committee very positively, the likelihood of it passing in the next session is very good, because you've got that working between the Senate and the House. You get a majority that approves on both sides. That's a real positive sign. So the interim committees will be on financial institutions and insurance, and that'll be Senate chaired. We have a health interim committee that will be House chaired, and that will be covering health care licensing, and then a judiciary, which will be Senate chaired, and that will discuss the impacts of the Supreme Court decisions that we've had. Medicaid expansion, which will be House chaired, and that will be discussing the aspects of Medicaid expansion. And then one on natural resources, which is actually Senate chaired, and that will look at the role of state agencies in flooding issues. We've had all the flooding across Kansas, and looking at how all the different state agencies coordinate with federal. So those will be meeting, probably be naming members and usually leadership chairs, and they're made up of 11 members, and there will be five senators of those, and there'll be four Republicans and one Democrat, and in the House there'll be four Republicans and two Democrats. So those will be coming up, meeting and making some good decisions, and so probably some of us will be heading back to Topeka here in our summer months.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it kind of sounds like they try and fill as best as they can right down the middle. As you had mentioned, they're chaired by, it kind of sounded like, again, right down the middle between Senate and House of Representatives. How does that selection process happen of who goes on those chairs?
Well, Legislative Coordinating Council, which is made up of leadership on both Senate and House, and Governor and Representative make those decisions. And they actually carry a lot of the decision-making process during legislatures are out of session, so it's a way of keeping state government, you know, everything continuity and flowing good.
Good. Again, speaking here this morning with Republican Representative Doug Blex over the phone. Doug, I appreciate you taking some time here with us this morning, though I know you did want to get out there, and I've been talking with a couple of other individuals about this as well, but our Lieutenant Governor to make a visit as well.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a very conservative Republican, but I really applaud Lieutenant Lieutenant Governor Rogers, Rural Prosperity Tours. There's 12 of them across the state. I'll be attending the one in Winfield and Ark City and Burton. I actually have the town of Burton and go about 7 miles east of Winfield and Ark City. That'll be on this coming Monday, July the 8th. And these are basically meeting with businesses and actually having a sit-down session where they'll be able to, kind of a town hall situation where they'll be able to talk with the constituents. And, you know, we really need that. Independence has one, I believe, on the 23rd of July. So it's important for people to get out and voice your concerns. And because what we need to continue our prosperity in Kansas. We need to stop the population decline that we're seeing in our state and in our counties. And so I think it's a good deal. It'll be a bipartisan issue, and I applaud the Lieutenant Governor. Sometimes that hurts, but actually there's quite a bit more bipartisan support, do you think? I had 197 votes on my voting record this year. I actually, for the first year out of three, I made 100%, which means I was present for every vote. And out of that 197, there was only about less than 20 no votes. And what a lot of people don't realize, I mean, we fuss and we fight, and of course we look at the national, what's going on there. But actually, a lot of those votes in the House side will run 120 to 2 or 3 or 4, and high percentage of majorities. You'll get some hot button issues, of course. That'll be take 63 votes for final action, and you'll have a little pressure on those. But really, for the most part, the large majority of those votes, there is quite a bit of support on the issues that are somewhat benign to Kansans. They're important, but yet, you know, you get some support.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you had mentioned, again, a great opportunity to voice your concerns about growth, economic, whichever. So is that kind of the basis of question that you would suggest individuals to bring to the Lieutenant Governor, is more about business and growth, or really just kind of all of their concerns around the area?
Well, it's focusing on rural prosperity, and certainly we all want to see that. I mean, that the business and growth is going to be the top priority, but I think if you have a legitimate concern about a process and how something is going in state government, that it would be a time, if even if you can't get to the public part of it, you can at least get a contact with an aide or a representative. I'm sure most of the local representatives will be there, so that'll be a contact for us. I mean, I'm going to be in Winfield for that tour on Monday and be in Independence on the 23rd of July. So it'll be a good time for, you know, contact your representative as well as the representative from the governor.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, one thing which I appreciate you guys doing here, like we do with these Friday mornings, is you're available, you are transparent, and you are more than welcoming to answering any questions for all of our listeners out there as well. Again, Representative Doug Blex on the phones here. Doug, we got about a minute or so. Any final notes for our listeners out there before we lose you, or just trying to encourage them to come to that Lieutenant Governor visit?
Well, I think certainly get out, and, you know, your voice counts. We do listen to issues. Sometimes when I make decisions, I have to make decisions based on what's the long-term benefit for Kansas. I mean, I'm looking ahead to that FY22 budget that's projected to be zero, so sometimes the average headline or news will say, well, we got $200 million more this year. Let's expand that program. But there's a cost there, and it's important to get feedback. I mean, it's certainly important to contact us. Let us know how you feel, because I put a lot of weight, I know all the other representatives do, on certainly our local constituents and, you know, how they feel of what's going on in our individual districts.
Absolutely. Again, Representative Doug Blex, thanks so much, Doug. We'll check in with you the next month.
Hey, have a good day. Have a happy 4th of July weekend.
Thank you very much, Doug. You as well. Appreciate it. Again, that's Representative Doug Blex joining us over the phones here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.